Chapter 8. All the commandment which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live, and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you, and allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you didn't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Your clothing did not grow old on you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall consider in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. You shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. For the Lord your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of springs, and springs flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you shall eat bread without scarceness, you shall not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you may dig copper. You shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware lest you forget the Lord your God, in not keeping his commandments, and his ordinances, and his statutes, which I command you this day, lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, in which there were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you, to do you good at your latter end. And lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as at this day. It shall be, if you shall forget the Lord your God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish, because you wouldn't listen to the voice of the Lord your God.